following is a presentation of Project Independence and WCWP. Project Independence is the Aging in Place Initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. We provide programs and services designed to assist and support the older town residents who wish to remain in their homes as they age. If we don't currently provide a service, we will try and connect you to that service. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
Welcome to Project Independence and you.
Welcome to Senior Talk Radio on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. I'm Peter Janowski, sitting in for the regular host, John Ryan, who's not just the regular host, but also my very best friend. And I'd like to welcome the regular crew here who's going to help me out today with a very special guest. Our guest today is Assemblywoman Gina Saletti, and I have the honor of, I think this might be her first public interview, am I correct?
It is, and it is my very first interview as an elected official. So no pressure, Peter.
Oh, no. I love talking live on radio. My mom said I had a face for radio, but now we're on Zoom. Anyway, it is an honor. It really is, because obviously I know you for a few years, and but you go way back in public service.
The following is
a wonderful resume. So rather than just starting off with some questions, why don't you take a couple of minutes to introduce yourself, give us a little background, and we'll take it from there.
Sure. I mean, well, first of all, thank you so much for having me. And I'm so glad that my first interview is with friends. So it, you know, makes it easier. You know, I may be, you know, in public service for a while and, you know, a politician, as they say, but, you know, you get nervous. So this is good. I'm glad I'm, you know, see your smiling faces with people I know. So, yeah, I mean, I have been, working in government for a very long time. Just real quick, I started my government role at the Nassau County Legislature, working for a gentleman named Dave Mejias. He was the first Latino ever elected to county government. So it was a historic moment. And it was a different time. You know, it was the early 2000s, a different time, even more so now with the pandemic. But I'm more so as, not to go into politics, but it was it was a Republican district and we were Democrats, right? So he was elected. He worked very, very hard to get elected, but we stayed in office. And we stayed in office because we worked hard for the people that we served, right? So it wasn't about politics. It was about getting things done. Could you imagine now? I don't think that would ever fly, but then it did. You know, people were like, all right, I like these folks. You know, they helped me with this or they helped me with that. And, you know, people would call our office, you know, from everything to, you know, pothole repairs to personal tragedies. Really quick story. I remember, we eventually did lose our election. But I remember one woman called one of the last phone calls we got in the office, and she was crying. I answered the phone. She was crying, and her husband had just died, and she didn't know what to do. She didn't know, how she was gonna, take care of the funeral expenses. And of course, you know, anybody who's lost a loved one knows it's out of control expensive. And she remembered calling our office several years ago, and we had helped her out with something. I honestly don't remember what it was. It doesn't matter. She just remembered that it was, we helped her and that we were kind. And so she called us back and, you know, asking us to help her in this like most, you know, horrible point in her life. And, you know, after just talking with her, you know, I learned that her husband was a veteran and that if you're a veteran, your country takes care of it. And that takes care of the funeral costs. And I remember that because when my father was a Marine and when he passed away, I remember them taking care of everything. And it was, you know, beautiful ceremony in Calverton. And so we talked to her and, you know, she was so she didn't even think about it. You know, she was just so overwhelmed about what had just happened. And she thought to call us. And so, you know, that really sort of set the stage of, you know, what I wanted to do for the rest of my life, and that was help people. So like I said, we eventually did lose, it couldn't last forever, right? So then I went over to the town of North Hempstead, which, you know, people ask me, you know, what was your favorite job? Now I'm new here. This could be my favorite job, but I'm still new. Come back to me in a year. But my favorite job was when I worked at the Department of Community Services at the town of North Hempstead. Now, I know that, our audience may, skew a little bit older. So, Project Independence Radio. So you guys would know some of the things that the Department of Community Services does. We are, they used to call us the Department of Fun. We were the Valentine's Day dances and, the Halloween dances and, of course, our most famous event, Fun Day Monday. So I was part of the crew that would be, out there on the dance floor with, Kimberly and Gia and, of course, Christina now. Imagine going to work every day. Obviously, it was very hard work setting up, for all these events. It was backbreaking work. But, I got to hang out with seniors and children and dance and dress up and, be silly and, be myself, honestly. And it was literally the best. It was the best job I ever had. I did eventually leave. I went to work directly for Supervisor John Kamen at the time, and I worked in his office as his deputy chief of staff. That was not the Department of Fun. but it was a very good job because I got to meet so many different, constituency groups and community groups and civics and, leaders in the community, which of course I did in community services, but this was more, issue based and, I worked on all different kinds of projects. And then Judy Bosworth won, who we love. And I worked for her for a year, doing similar stuff. It was, working on events, but also coordinating with her office and community services. So I kind of sort of got to merge both roles. So that was fun. And then I went over to the Nassau County Board of Elections, where I was recruited. They were looking for somebody to do human resources, which, they were looking for somebody with managerial experience, which obviously I did in the town. And so I stepped into that role it was great. I loved working at the Board of Elections. I loved the people that I worked with. It was challenging, as you can imagine, especially this last year in the presidential election. It's an incredible job. I've been very, very lucky with the government work that I've done so far. And then, fast forward to 2020, Tony Durso, who was the assemblyman, announced his retirement. And, interviewed for the position. When Tony announced his retirement, it seemed like everybody, wanted the job, which is, says a lot for, what Tony did. And then his predecessor before, Michelle Schimmel, and before that, Tom DiNapoli. So a lot of big shoes to fill, right? And I interviewed for the position. There was several other candidates. I was so blessed to be chosen out of some really, really great people. And then ran for office in a pandemic, which we can, also talk about. Running for office is hard. Running for office during a pandemic is tricky, to say the least, because, you're an elected official or you're a politician, right? You're running for office. How are people going to know who you are? How are they going to meet you? So it was different, but we can get into more of that. So that is sort of the, short version of, me and my government role, throughout my career. I grew up in New York. I grew up on Long Island. I'm a Long Island girl. I'm a North Shore girl. I did grow up out east, in Mount Sinai. I was born and raised there. My father passed away when I was little, 11 years old, and my siblings are much older than me. And so it was just really me and mom. Everybody else had moved out of the house at that point. And so we decided to start fresh after he passed, and we moved down to Florida. I was 12 years old when we moved, and you know, just start fresh, start a new life down there. And let me tell you, what a great place to be a teenager in Florida. It was, you know, sunny skies all the time. You start driving at 16 years old, which P.S. I, you know, a 16-year-old has no business having a full license in a car. or at least not this one. I got into several fender benders because, you know, you're like hanging out with your friends and you got the music going. And then all of a sudden you're like, you know, bumping into this and bumping into that. Full license at 16. I was out with my friends. We were going to the beach every day. And I mean, what a place to be a teenager. So, so I was there for middle school and most of high school. So like 7th grade to 11th grade. And then we moved to Georgia my senior year. Mom was getting sick of Florida, which is okay. You know, she missed seasons, but she wasn't quite ready to come back to New York. So we moved to Georgia, which does have seasons. And I had my senior year there, which was very tough. Then I went to the University of Georgia, which I don't know, by the way, P.S. I haven't even had time to like hang up anything in my office, but I don't know if you can see like the little dog peeking out in the background. That is, you know, the UGA mascot. So I went to Georgia for 4 years. I majored in political science and political science and football. I was in the, in my former life, I was in music. And I was in band, I was in marching band, I was in middle school band, high school band, I was in all the bands, like every band I was in. And I was in the University of Georgia Redcoat Band. I was in the drumline. And it was some of the best time of my life. So graduated, and then we moved back to New York. We moved back to New York in 2001, in July of 2001, and, you know, started looking for work. And, you know, and here we are. Then I got a job, and fast forward, now I'm with all you fine people.
That was a wonderful introduction, and I'm sure it's going to bring up some questions from Otto. I have a couple of questions myself, but first we have to take our first break. We're listening to 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. I'm Peter Janowski, filling in from my very best friend, John Ryan, and we'll be right back.